Live from the Punky Treehouse, it's
Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Good evening.
I got all excited and started dancing
you
then
did,
and completely
you?
Missed the microphone. Well done. You found Punky Radio. I'm the award-winning Paul B. Edwards.
I'm the award-winning Tony Hearn.
We don't take risks.
We don't.
With our bisques. I've got a word of the week this week. Sofa dog.
Okay.
What it's about later on in the show.
All right.
Sofa dog. And basically, if you don't want to be covered in my man pain, you'll listen very carefully to the definition. This is the Needles.
Nice.
This week's show got some great music for you. Absolutely brilliant. Including Doctor and the Medics.
I know. Hey?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Punky gets the bands, my friend. I love the Doctor. He's great. He's great. He's in Mid Wales, and I've just found
is
out.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. He's in the Brecon area.
Right.
Down from the hills of Brecon flew a hungry heron. In a barrel, it bumped his head, and it said, boom, 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 boom. Apples I've hit my head on. I know some people that really hate me singing that. and next August, because I'm booked ahead, me.
Oh, right,
I'm booked
okay.
ahead. Next August, I'm doing a bike rally.
Yeah.
In Anglesey at night. And Horncastle in the afternoon.
Right.
Now, I'm hoping that Horncastle is somewhere near fucking Anglesey, basically.
Right.
I haven't sussed out where Horncastle is yet. It's got to be in the northwest or in Wales, hasn't it? Tell me it has, tell me it has, tell me it has. Have you got internet access there?
Possibly.
Right, maybe you could find out during the first track
okay.
where Horncastle is.
Right.
It's okay. the conventional spelling of horn. And castle. Look, you're doing it. Wow, Tone. This Punky Treehouse is all singing, all dancing. You never get this
done. In Lincolnshire.
Oh, you're fucking joking. Is it the only one?
Well, there's more than one.
Oh, there's got to be more than one. They can't be making me drive all the way from Lincolnshire to Anglesey.
There's not a Horncastle in Wales.
That's enough to make me piss chips. That really is.
Piss chips?
Oh, God. Anyway, looks like I won't be nipping round the leasing of Doctor and the Medics that day.
At the A158 in Lincolnshire.
I'll be spending my whole day getting to Anglesey from Lincolnshire. I'm going to have to sack my agent. Here's the first track. This is Sub, right? We like Sub, don't we?
We do.
We like Sub a lot. This is from the latest album we've got of theirs called The Motions. Now, this has come from Stomp Records. It came out in 2006. Stomp Records, of course, co-owned by Mike McGee, who I went all the way to Montreal to go and see, and who has not sent me anything in ages, even though he said he was going to. So, Mike, if you're listening, pull your fucking finger out.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Yes, right, so... No, he was supposed to send us a load of stuff and he just hasn't come.
Okay.
He might have sent it, he might have got lost. We're all in postal strikes and that. Maybe they couldn't afford the postage, what with one psycho pound being worth...
£13, $26, $27?
Well, yeah, it would be tone, but we're talking Canadian here.
£13,
£13.24 US. I'm putting that about 14 and a half Canadian.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
Maybe you could check the exchange rate
on
your incredible computer. This is from their album, The Motions. We've played a few songs off this. We've played a little more of Chomsky, a little less of You and Me. We have played a few of it, but this week we're playing track 11, The Perfect. Feeling You've Lost It, which is what you did in the competition last week, of course.
Yes, I did.
Smashed you. Yeah. But all knows, what is Sub's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/subband.
Might be. I've actually only got a website for.
Okay.
I have just checked. No, it's not. It's Sub.
SUBB.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably being internet one take. You can check. You can check.
No,
man.
No.
You can check, man. No, it'd be great. It'd be great if I was wrong once. This is the feeling you've lost it. I think you've got a feeling you already have, Sunshine.
Did you ever have the feeling you've lost it when no one's around and you're feeling all alone? Did you ever have the feeling you'll make it through when everyone around is laughing at you? Did you ever have the feeling you've lost it or when you feel so ashamed, sick and tired of playing games? Did you ever have the feeling you'll make it through? This game is a joke and it's coming back to you. You'll never have another chance to say what's in the back of your mind. You'll never have another you'll never have the chance to, you'll never have the chance to tell them. And all I wanna know is, it's all I wanna know right now.
Yes, indeedy, doody. That's Sub. Yes, indeedy, doody. This is the Cemetery Surfers.
It is.
And we'll be playing more stuff from Stomp Records, should they ever send us any again.
This is true.
Well, we play the Planet Smashers every week, don't we? They're on.
Yes.
They're on. I've got something fairly controversial in the MySpace latest comments. I've got two things, in fact. That is Sub, that, as I say, from the album The Motions. Excellent album. And that song is representative of it. Because it's half ska, it's half punk.
Yeah.
And that track is half ska and half punk. But the album is half every half. Other song, basically, is ska. And every other, it's a great album.
Cool.
Great album. And we have United fans and bands from in the same land.
Have we?
With that one, yeah. Because a couple of the Canadians, Canadians are loving it.
Oh, anyway. Right.
Yeah. So, MySpace, latest comments, remains a great way to get in touch with us. Got a confession to make. We make two shows, don't we, at a time?
Yes.
Right. And we make two in the Punky Treehouse.
Yeah.
And then a fortnight after, we make two in the High Women's Lodge. Right? And this is the second one in the Punky Treehouse. So this has been made a week ago, basically. And a week ago, I'd run out of MySpace comments.
Yeah.
So what I did was I sent out a bulletin an hour before we started making this show, saying, if you want to be on the show, send us a comment. Got five in. And here they are.
Nice.
Brilliant. Thank you all so much for sending that in. That was obviously a brilliantly inspired idea by me, of course.
It
I
was.
Don't think there can be any doubt of that. Anyway, great way to get in touch is myspace.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment if you are our friend. If you're not our friend, add us and become our friend. Here comes the first one. I've had the term High School Musical in my MSN name for the past week. That presumably is to do with the week before last. I've heard some songs from the Dead 60s stuff really bad. That's all I'm saying. In fact, I'll say more. Very crap and simplistic. Stand Up is possibly one of the worst songs I've heard. It sounds like Go West. Oh, my love, Carrot Boy. Now, thing is, Carrot Boy, I'm gutted to hear that.
Yeah.
Because we've been wanting feedback about the new Dead 60s material, and there's one person that doesn't like them. We will still play their old stuff on our show in our beds, because we love it.
Yeah.
It's so brilliant. And we haven't heard their new stuff yet, to be fair, so
no.
We're not going to judge it, but that's not a good start, is it?
Not really.
No.
The first bit we've heard, well, we're two contributors. One was... It's different, and that's the second one we've had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, just some damn weird words and meanings. Spongent, a smelly sponge. Snoshinch, a unit used for measuring your nose.
Right.
Cocaine, a walking stick for a group or organisation. God, that's clever. AIDS, a misleading for of sexual assistance. Door, don't, do or. Duck, dyslexic swear word. Interestingly spelt dyslexic wrong in that one. Like it.
Nice.
Punky, an entrance tool to the world of wordplay.
Aww.
Keep up the awesome work. Spike, we will.
Nice work.
Well done, Spike. You've got on the show. That's something to show up about, isn't it?
Hey.
I imagine when I see you tomorrow, should you show up? Hey, Punky. Gig Mungus happening at the Hare and Hounds, King's Heath, Birmingham, this Saturday. All in aid of St. Pauli Football Club. Bands appearing, Goldblade, People's Republic of Mercia, Eastfield, Take the Fifth. Be seeing you from People's Republic of Mercia, who, of course, we played last week. However, that's for last Saturday.
Yeah.
Hope it went well.
Yeah.
Now, what I missed out was the last time I stayed at Ham Boy and Always Looking, who, by the way, have now opened their new shop.
Oh, is it open?
Farley's.
Right.
It's open with Felix and Charlie. Farley's.
Nice.
It's Farley's. And it's... It's Farley's Haircuts and Mung Beans, from what I can make out. Right, it's on Ickleford Road, Hitchin. Make sure you check it out. We're going to do a proper advert for them when I get all the info.
Yeah.
Right. The last time I stayed at theirs, the day before I'd stayed there, I'd been in Bristol drinking Guinness, right? And you know what Guinness does to you? It can make you fart a bit, can't it? It can make you pop a chuff, right? Guinness, it can hold things up and only let a few things through, and that can result in a fart, right? Then I went and did this gig with the van drivers where the food was I'd had tomato and basil soup for lunch, you know, that fresh soup.
Yeah, yeah.
That stuff really makes you fart, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then I got there and the starter was tomato and basil soup, had it twice. And then I had this pork in a rich sauce that really makes you fart.
Yeah.
Right? 2 pints of real ale while I was there, really makes you fart. Got back to Felix and Charlie's, had some red wine, that can make you fart. Had some port, that can really make you fart, right? And I'd had cheese on toast as well.
Yeah, that makes you fart.
That can really make you fart. And then the next I slept at Felix and Charlie's on their sofa with their cat, Schnooks, top cat, right. Indisputable. Right, close friends get to call him Schnooks, right? Woke up the next day, let's rip.
Yeah.
Schnooks vanishes. Charlie comes in, sits down with a cup of tea. There you go, Paul. Morning. Oh my God, what have you done? I went, I have farted. Here goes. This is a comment from Felix. Charlie's still upset that the smell of your guff actually made her throw up. How's that for a comment? She threw up out of the front window. It was so bad. The fart was so bad it made my friend be sick.
Yes, that's not good.
Yes. And finally, from Eric Tomorrow of the brilliant Mediocre Show,
nice.
You guys are still our favourite slags.
Aww.
Ain't that nice? They were one of the original Izzatrats.
Yes.
Weren't they?
Taylor.
Eric and Taylor. It. We managed to get them both. Do you remember? I played them.
Yeah, I played them.
Fishtown's not looking good for me for next March, isn't by it? The way. It's the other side of America, and now I'm doing Bo from LA. I'm sure they can meet me somewhere. I've got to get to Fishtown. Mate, Tony, you might have to go to Fishtown.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder if it's near. Is Raleigh near Fishtown? No, Amy, former from Philadelphia, moved to Raleigh.
Well,
was it anywhere near it?
Raleigh's a lot further down south.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's North Carolina, isn't it? North or South Carolina?
No idea.
Yeah, and Fishtown depends. Yeah, you've got a couple of states to get through there, man. You've got to go all the way through Virginia. Off the top of my head.
Right.
You don't, and you want to do it in a car, not off the top of my head.
No, that'd be
shite, yeah. You got any podcast alley comments?
I have. Also, I checked up on RAC, and yeah, you're right, it's Horncastle to wherever it was. Five hours.
5 hours?
That's what it reckons.
Horncastle to Anglesey.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? So, podcast alley comments. Thank
you. 5 hours? I can get from Columbus, Mississippi to St. Louis in 5 hours, nearly.
Thanks for your votes. You haven't voted so far this month, though. It's still time to vote, although next week it's the first, but you still got some time.
Yeah, but just vote this week, and vote for your favourite band on the show. Don't forget, you've got to that in as your feature now, Tony. You've got to write that in.
Don't forget, vote for your favourite band from this week and last week's show. Just vote for us at Podcast Alley and include the name of the band you liked.
I know it's going to be this week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the top 5 comments. Funk is great. Keep it up, Jason. That's from Jason Selkirk. Thank you very much. I've decided...
Hang on.
Yeah.
Who's Jason Selkirk?
No idea.
Are you sure you've got no idea? He's someone under another name.
Is he?
Selkirk is, yeah.
Okay.
That's not Lord Raylock, is it?
No, that's someone else.
Selkirk. I reckon he might have been a pirate at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I've decided, as a dedicated punky defender, that if I ever hear any emo kids crying about the show, I'll cut their wrists for them. Alan. Still spelling it wrong. But anyway. Awesome. Awesome. What more can be said? That's from Lee Hawk. Apparently nothing, because that's all he says.
That is all he said, though,
yeah. Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
They left a fly in my union bar when I was in first year. I've been obsessed ever since. Listen to them. How can you not be? Helped me through so many nights of having to do last minute assignments. And that's some Poisoned Angel. Interesting to know which union bar she was in.
Yeah,
you jump flies everywhere across the country.
Sorry, I didn't listen to a word of that. I was reading the next thing I've got to read. What did you say?
The comment about leaving. She listened to the show because we left a flyer in Union Bar.
Have we found out who it is yet?
No.
Right. Just
let us know where you found us. Which bar?
I thought you'd read that out already.
No.
Right,
Aphrodisiac. Well, it turns out that rocking out to Punky isn't the only benefit. It seems that Paulie B and Manly Tony have fat accents.
Yes, we have.
To wit, I'm playing back a show from some time ago, namely the news article about fucking in Germany.
Oh, yes.
For my wife, and she says she can't understand a single word you gents
tell her to fucking shag off.
Or saying.
The screw bag.
Apparently she finds it dead sexy.
Of course she does.
So, play Punky for your gal and equals to get some.
This is his German bird who can't understand nothing, yeah?
I don't know, is it?
Didn't he say she was German?
No, just playing the one from about fucking Germany. Oh, no, right. It's the Americans, I think.
Oh,
keep up the English,
because
it's keeping up the Americans, if you get my drift. The burnt one.
You just keep listening, darling. Yeah. We'll make it worth your while.
Yeah.
All right?
And you'll get some.
Tony, you've got all the lines. And then you'll get some. We don't know what, you'll just get some
just
of
get
it.
Get some.
And we've
right.
got lumps of it round the back.
I don't know what some is, but I want some of it.
That's an obscure, that's a Monty Python line for me there.
Is it?
Yeah.
And we've got lumps of it round the back.
Right, matey, here's the details. Yes. The album's called Don't Mess With The Hard Punks, and it's out on I Used To Fuck People Like You In Prison Records.
Nice.
Make sure you get the track listing right, as I burned it off iTunes and the cunt rearranged all the tracks. The band come from Bochum, pronounced Bochum, thank you, which is the Ruhr area of northwest Germany, so beloved by Bomber Command Pascal Briggs, the main man. He's left the band, who are now called Second District, nowhere near as good, but, like, there you go, and now plays bass for the Spitting Vickers. The brief, right, so, anyway, right. So, basically, I heard this band District.
Right.
And John Codger really wanted me. Right, John Codger, he really wants me. John Codger,
who
is in the Spitting Vickers, right, he wanted me to play District, because they're his mate's band, right?
Okay.
And I said, yeah, of course, but I need permission. So basically, he's gone and asked him for me and got it.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, so it's cool. So thanks very much, John.
Thanks, John.
I'm still not going to marry you, but you are useful. And I've not even done his accent here because I'm... Oh, anyway, he's written something on the end here. He goes, anyway, I ain't seen the X yet, so I'll get some copied or something. And then when you get down here next week, which is actually last week...
Right.
Because when I go and see the Guanabats, he's going to see, I think, District.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I can't remember who he said he's going to see. Anyway, he said, I can say, which case of these are neat just for you?
Just for you.
Just for me, mate.
Oh,
I know.
That's beautiful.
Especially for me. That could have been Moo. All right. So anyway, basically, I don't know now whether I'm playing the right track. Because I'm playing track 8. I'm playing track 8, Monotony.
Okay.
Which isn't for him, because there's another District fan in the house, Respect.
Yeah.
Alexa.
Oh, right.
Who lives down near him. So anyway, and she said, oh, you're going to play District, right, you got to play Monotony, right? She said, because that sums me up. Went, all right, fair enough. So hopefully this is Monotony, if I've got it right. What I want to know is, Tony, what is District's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/District.
No, MySpace.com/District web. Poorly being internet too, Tony Neil, turning into another whitewash, mate. You're only talking to yourself. There's no one listening to you. You're in an awful situation. There's nothing you can do. With your tracks too far, and you look like your own cartoon. With your tune of plastic bags, your end comes a shock very soon. Every day you're feeling the same. No matter what you say, take out the pain. Take the plastic bags from their sights later. A useless person. You told them you've been working very hard. They don't believe. It's bloody cold in your flat. There is nobody coming to you. And a voice, a nurse is talking on the TV screen. You get used to this catastrophe. You got your own philosophy. While you're talking to imaginary person, it's like a cheap plastic Christmas tree. Problem with you. You are watching out of the window all day long, and you lean on the windowsill till your elbows get wrong. And all Okie dokie. That's one way of doing it. That didn't quite go according to plan, did it?
Okay.
I didn't know what you'd turned down and what you'd turned up then, and didn't know whether my mic was on or not.
It was on.
To talk over the end of that, to say that that was Monotony by District, who are now called District 2. But there's a Don't Mess With The Hard Punks, that's from the album. I think it is still available.
Right, okay.
Check out their MySpace page. Check it out. Decent band. And we'll probably play something else of theirs. You've got no idea how long it took us to find that song.
No. Hey, it sounds a good album.
Yeah. It wasn't where we were. Actually, do you know, I think it was only one out.
Yeah,
but
probably.
The others were in a funny order. But it was actually where we thought it was going to be to where it was. I think we were only one out.
It was transposed slightly.
Get dead. Anyway, that was that. This is now. This is the Cemetery Surfers from Columbus, Mississippi. Jeff runs the Princess Theatre, which is, of course, a marvellous theatre, and anyone who says otherwise is a twat.
Is a twat.
As we've discussed.
Yes.
So, I've just got... Right, what am I doing now? I've just got a little email to read out, haven't I? Right, this is our word of the week, sofa dog. Right? Yes.
Yep.
Here goes. But now, this came through to paulieb@punkyradio.com with the email titled Word of the Week. That's how it's supposed to be done, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you've got to do it. Paul, I have a word of the week for you. While playing Scrabulous, my opponent mentioned the word Scrabulous wouldn't let him play. Sofa dog. This is good for two reasons. First, he was already pretty thoroughly kicking my ass, and sofa dog would have put him even further in the lead. Second, it's a word I can send to you as word of the week. As soon as I read sofa dog, usages for this word popped into my head. For example, Sally is a real sofa dog, meaning a lazy, unattractive person.
Yeah.
Al Muffy is a sofa dog. We just can't deny him a spot on the couch, meaning a dog that is permitted to sit on the furniture. That's just a rubbish one. Let's go with the lazy, unattractive person, yeah?
Yeah.
Sofa dog, right? Keep up the uniting of the lands with the fans' bands. Uncle Sean, Sean Manning from Alaska, the driving podcast, who I was thrashing at Scrabble and tried to put down sofa dog.
Nice.
And he said, oh, that's a good word of the week. I went, yeah, well, email it to me, and then it will be. Made him do it, even though we discussed it.
All right, okay.
I made him email it, because you've got to do that. If you have a word of the week, paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, word of the week. So sofa dog this week, we're going with...
Yeah.
Lazy moose.
Yeah.
Basically, male or female, you can be a right sofa dog. See, I think it'd be quite good for a bloke like sofa dog. He's one of these blokes, he comes around your house... Can't get rid of him for days.
Yeah.
And then he ends up farting in your house and making your wife sick. I reckon that could be a sofa dog.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know, the games I play, man. The games I play. It is, I am a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
You're the weaver.
Oh, I like that.
You weave.
I am the weaver. So, girls, if you like a nice haircut, I can do a weave. You'll want one of mine. No, you only got Farley's.
Apparently so.
Haircuts and mung beans. That's what I'm hoping they're going to write underneath. If they don't, I will. I'll just get a big biro. Welcome to Farley's. Haircuts and mung beans. Yeah, he's obviously right on, isn't it? Although they sell cool stuff, and they've got haircuts, and they're in the back of a gallery. So
right.
There's an art gallery. You can go and have a little wander around while you're waiting for your haircut. Oh. And then you get your haircut, and then that's when you get the mung beans.
Right.
Almost certainly.
Okay.
Haircuts and mung beans, mate. It's the future. Have you got a twat?
No.
Right. Tell us all about it. Harry
as,
Wilson.
As mentioned last week, need your twats, people, if possible. Run out.
You need
it's dried
twat.
Up.
Need Tony it. Needs twat.
It's gone dry. So email them to me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just need the twat's name, where they're from, and some kind of justifiable reason as to why they should be twat.
And please do, because this is a brilliant feature.
Yeah.
And we don't want it to die.
No.
So come on, everybody knows a twat.
We refuse to believe that there are no more twats left in the world.
Yeah.
We're pretty sure they are.
I certainly keep bumping into the fuckers.
Yeah.
Bloody sofa dogs.
So yes, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Do it now. You're doing it.
You're getting harsh.
I am getting harsh, but very good at poker. Well,
don't get carried away.
No, I'll rephrase that. I had a bit of a winning streak.
You've been playing some idiots.
Yeah. I found my niche.
You know who you are. You found your niche. I found my niche.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I found my niche.
Yeah. But yeah, found your niche. After last week's show talking about Skid, he added me on Facebook before I even got a chance to add him.
And then just handed you a couple of hundred chips, like he always does.
It's very nice of him.
He is very, very sociable, like that. He's a giving.
Yeah.
It's just how he goes all in on a four high. He's a genius.
Yeah.
All right, so what have you got instead for us?
I've got iTunes reviews.
Sorry, you've told him how to do it, have you?
Yes.
Right.
Good point. I completely forgot about the iTunes thing.
Yeah, iTunes. Well done. So, I know, I keep this fucking thing going, mate.
You do. You do. God, you're great.
I know. really think I need to be told that.
Here are the US iTunes reviews.
Oh, brilliant.
Haven't done it in a couple of months.
And we have a couple more.
We have two more. But don't forget, if you're on iTunes, if you're not, install it. Just so you can review us.
Review us on iTunes.
Search for Punky. If you don't want to search for us or you can't find us, if you go to punkyradio.com, there's an iTunes link on the left, or there's one on the MySpace page. Just hit that and you'll be taken to our little show page on iTunes. And you can just review us. 5 stars only, please, people. Come on. I'm sure you'd be going to iTunes to subscribe to the show anyway. So just review us.
No, it doesn't take very long, does it?
Not really. Christ. So here they are. Punky.
Fucking cypher dogs.
Punky's great. These smacktards beat all the Kittenblurs. Kittenblurs! With their mighty berserkers.
Kittenblurs.
All the while, deliver amazing music and commentary.
Hey, he's not wrong, is it he?
She.
She's not wrong.
It's from Rachel from Boston. Rachel Spanner.
The Spanner.
That's from the Spanner.
You get your Spanner.
Yep.
Rachel Spanner. She's the one that could kill, isn't she? Can't she kill?
I think she probably can.
I think she can kill.
All women can kill if given enough reason.
Yeah, but I think she can really kill.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think she's trained.
Really?
I think she's trained in man death.
Okay. And this is the one who's invited us over.
She's
a trained killer.
She's invited us over just to kill us.
Oh, right.
She's in Boston, isn't she?
Boston,
yeah. Well, mate, your territory, man. Your job.
Is it? What, New York?
I'll be West. I'm exclusively West on my next trip.
I'll ask Steph to protect me, though, if we go to New York.
You will, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You will. Wow. Wow. The trained killer against the assassin.
Versus Rachel.
Oh, yeah. You're like, lock yourself in, Spanneth. She's a dark horse.
And finally, big steely ones. When I think of balls, I think of Punky.
Balls. That should be that. What a great phrase that would be. When I think of balls, I think of balls. When I think of ponies.
Although when I think of ponies, I think of Tonys. Would be quite a nice thing.
Well, yeah,
to
but
say.
When I think what I shouldn't say was when I think of pony, I think of Tony.
I like ponies instead. Yeah. That's a much better.
You don't
compliment.
Want the rhyming slang then. When I think of balls, I think of balls.
And that was from the Erraticast.
Thank you, Erraticast. I don't know if I voted for them this month. I will do.
Yeah,
I'm sure I have done. I voted for most people. I think.
Probably.
That's the iTunes review. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
See, they've got time.
Yeah.
They've got time. Make time.
And they podcast, so they're busy.
And they podcast. They're busier than us. We try to.
Well, we do.
Anyway,
we
Facebook, do. Man. Loving Facebook. We're loving the poker on it.
Yeah.
Wendy's been in touch again. Me and Has Wendy, we're like that, yeah.
John will be jealous.
Why will he?
Getting on his territory.
Oh, him. Sorry. I thought you meant that. Thought you meant someone, John.
No.
Look, no, Tony, John. I'm never going to marry him. He's going to have to get over it, all right?
Oh.
Right. Anyway, it does mean we've got a bit of quiet for my Facebook.
A bit of quiet,
now.
Okay.
We've got a bit of quiet now, right? Facebook, when people add me on Facebook, and they do all the time, when I remember...
You're so popular.
I know, I am, mate.
You are?
I am.
I know.
It's frightening, really, how popular
you
I am.
You are frightening.
I am frightening and popular.
Yeah.
But I'm not frighteningly popular.
No.
I'm popularly frightening.
Yeah.
I'm frightening the populace. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's the Greek popule.
Popule?
Yeah. Because, it doesn't matter. I just thought of something else about, but what would they have said in ancient Rome if you'd been running down the street? That it said, don't just run us down us that street us. Latin, isn't it? Right, so anyway, Facebook, right, when people add me on Facebook, and they do all the time, very popular. We've been down this road, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it's just such a lovely road.
It's nice, isn't it?
It is. It's like being in one of those Arab countries where down every road, every tree-lined boulevard you go down, there's big portraits of the all-powerful leader. Do you know what I mean? They have, like, portraits of the president or the Ayatollah or whatever down the streets and that.
Yeah.
This beautiful street we're driving down now, there's all pictures of me up. It's great. I know.
In various poses.
I am the king of my world. No, it's me.
Most of them pointing.
No, I was just saying, there's me and various posers.
Oh, right, okay.
It's not just
all
me.
With your face.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's various posers.
Paulville.
I like the sound of that. I think I prefer New Paul.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they should change it.
New Paul Abbey.
No, it was called... No. It was called New Amsterdam.
Right.
Then it became New York. Right. I think they should call it New Paul.
Yeah.
Moscow? No, Mospaul. London, Paulden. I like it.
Paulden,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, this is taking forever now. Fuck me, it's late as well. Right, add me on Facebook, and then if I remember, have the time, if I'm not being too busy being popular,
yeah.
I will write up a little made-up of how we've met each other. Or even better, you could write a little made-up about how we've met each other. For example, Ben Johnson. You might know Ben Johnson as being the guy who used to work at that radio station that sacked us for being too brilliant for them.
Oh, yeah. He interviewed me once.
Yeah, well, he then left as well. Well, he left already, in fact. But anyway, that's how we officially met. But do you know how me and Ben met?
No, how did you meet?
I'll tell you, we met randomly. Ben walked up to Paul in the street and tried to sell him a timeshare on the moon. Paul explained he had already bought a star off the internet, and if he needed to live somewhere, would probably just build on that, subject to planning. All right. Now, the thing is that the next person, Emma Jones, she is legitimately my cousin.
All
right. She is my cousin Emma. However, we did meet randomly. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Randomly. Emma is the success in the family. She won the Gypsy Bare Knuckle Tournament in that car park. You know, the one that smells of piss or cabbage, depending on which floor you're on. Now, you might think that Ella Kent was, in fact, the course leader stroke director of the comedy unit I'm doing for the Drama College, North Arts College.
All right, yeah.
However,
yeah.
We did meet randomly. Do you know how?
No, how did you meet?
Randomly. I met Ella modelling swimwear. She took some photos of me in Speedos. Now we're banned from the local baths. Some lifeguards just have no sense of humour. Sally King, I've got no idea how I met. Ask me anyway.
How did you meet?
Randomly, I imagine. Sally and I met at the first annual Penguin tribute to the Black and White Minstrel Show. It was almost as confusing as the discovery that Dale Winton was going to be playing a Jedi in the new Star Wars film, until I found out what he was going to be called. Oh, behave, Kenobi. Inspired.
Nice.
Catch a cock. Actually, you don't want to catch a cock.
Catch a cock?
I've only just realised that's her name. You don't want to catch a cock. I'm sure it isn't pronounced like that because she's from Sydney, Australia, and I once beat her at Scrabble.
Right.
But would you like to know how we met?
No, how did you meet?
We met randomly. Catcher is named after the cheeky-sounding castle just outside of Cardiff, Wales. My name is Welsh, but I'm also a bit of a cock. There you go. That took ages.
Nice.
And this is Doctor and the Medics. Get what you want.
Yeah.
Friend of the band, mate.
Yeah, yeah, I know you
are. As discussed, me and Clive Jackson. Well, you know the bassist, don't you? The bassist, John.
Oh, we met him on the show, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're friends with all the medics now, mate.
Cool.
And the crazy dancer in the band as well was in that band called Pretty Grim.
Right.
Who did Don't Fuck Your Mother with a Broken Shovel that we played
really?
That we played on the show once.
Right. Oh, God, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a great track. Anyway, this is from Doctor and the Medic's second album, Instant Heaven. The Doctor gave me a copy of this. I should have asked him to sign it. It doesn't matter. It's probably
next time you see him.
I should think it's worth more unsigned.
Probably.
Yeah. Goes for £1 more on eBay if it's not signed. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/Doctor and the Medics.
No, MySpace.com/Doctor and the Medics 1.
No.
And that's Doctor and the Medics in full and the number 1, the numeric 1, the numero uno. MySpace.com/Doctor and the Medics 1.
Got it.
Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony Mill. Get what you want.
I was the rock and roll doctor, and he was Jesus Christ. He told me to forget her. baby, come on.
Get on the good foot. Mm. Oh, Tony, you do peak things with
I do peak things.
And I've been as well. Sorry about that. That was Get What You Want. That was Doctor and the Medics. Who was I talking to about James Brown? I was talking to someone about James Brown.
Right.
And it was really funny. I think it was Felix and Charlie. Who was it? Who was I talking to about James? No, it might have been last night. Yeah, it might have been. I was talking to someone about James Brown. No, it might have been down the mill last night.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Quite funny. Can't remember what it was about, though. It was someone doing an impersonation of James Brown, or James Brown being, if James Brown was in another... I nearly remembered it then.
Okay.
It was all about, it might have been in, it was in Bristol, it was outside. I was outside of a venue in Bristol.
Right.
A while ago now. Christ. And we were standing out there, and they're saying, how did it go? I said, wouldn't it be great if people in their normal lives acted like James Brown? So just say that you just had, and it's, say for example, you were an office junior,
right?
And you were put in charge of photocopying, but the photocopying all got a bit much for you. So some bloke came out, put a cape around you, started dragging you away from the photocopier, and you go, "Ow, I gotta finish my photocopying now!" And then you kind of came back on with a cane and just started photocopying again till it all got a bit much. And then this little geezer comes out again with a cape, wraps it around you, goes, "Oh, come on, James, you can't." "No, I can't go. I got to photocopy. Ow!" Took me a while to remember about that, but yeah. Right, have you had a chance to look at our friends at GoDaddy yet, Tony?
No, not
you're starting,
yet.
I'll be honest with you, you're just starting to fucking piss me off about
this. Yeah, I know.
It's getting beyond the joke now.
It is a bit.
Right, essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
else.
And increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. So go to GoDaddy.com. And why is it a no-brainer, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Did I forget to say that last week?
You did.
Why didn't you remind me?
I forgot to.
Fucker. You can't even bother to do that, I think it is. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. I'm getting really good at doing that now. Tony, just have a fucking look at it, will you?
That's all you need to say.
Well, I've said it. I expect you to know something about it next week.
Okay.
All right. In fact, fuck it. You can do it next week.
Oh, all right.
You're in charge.
Am I?
Have a fucking look at it. Yeah, I've had enough.
Oh, right, okay.
I think I've been doing the GoDaddy stuff long enough.
Why are you doing the pointing now?
I'm pointing at myself.
Yeah,
I'm
are.
So angry.
I know. I've noticed.
I'm so angry. Yeah. Oh, here comes a bloke with a cape.
Oh, I can't go on now.
Now, what else was I going to talk about in this bit? I can't fucking remember.
Can't you?
No. I'm just going to play another song, mate. Okay. I think what I'll do is I'll play another song. I'll maybe play it in about a minute.
All right.
Oh, you've got to say something anyway.
Have I? Okay. Yeah. As always, we are on BT Pod Show, and our BT Pod Show page is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. It kind of works a little bit like MySpace, but for podcasts. You can register yourself as a new account, so completely free. You can add us as a friend, and you can dig us. And if you've done that, you can add us a comment and review us. If you are our BT Pod Show friend, do review us, and we'll read out the review. There's only about 4 on there at the minute, so it's much appreciated if you can do that. And leave us a comment. Diggers will dig you back.
And build your own radio station.
And you can build your own radio station.
It's brilliant. It's free.
And put us on there.
Yeah, put us. Oh, obviously, put us on there.
Put on there.
It'd be daft not to, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Here's something else. That is The Roots. How good is that? That's Tell Me It Ain't So. That is from their album that I've just put down here. We've already played a couple of tracks of it. Left My Mind. It's just a fantastic album. It's on Motor Sounds Records.
Yeah.
And it's on that offer for the rest of the month, isn't it? This is one of the albums on their offer. Go to Motor Sounds. I think we've got Motor Sounds on our top friends at the moment. On MySpace. I'll double check. We'll get The Roots on there. Anyway, there is information about the punky deal Motor Sounds have got on. Basically, it's get 3 CDs for the price of 2 and some badges.
Right, nice.
That's badges. That's not bad jizz. They're not going to send you some bad jizz. They're not going to send you some really rubbish cum. Badges. It's badges. Pins. Things you stick on yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad jizz.
Yeah, not bad jizz. And not badgers.
No.
You
don't want to mix them up.
You don't want to mix
up. Mix up, have yourself a party.
What kind of party would that be, Tony?
Some cum soaked badger and pin fun. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, some cum soaked badger and pin fun. Of course. You've been working on your comedy, Sunshine. That was brilliant. Yeah, it's from their album Left My Mind, which you clearly have. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRoots.
No, MySpace.com/TheRootsJapan.
Oh.
Poorly being Internet 4, Tony Neil. This is the second thrashing in a row. I'm loving this. Right, can you... This is Mustang Lightning, by the way.
Okay.
Can you please tell people about the many ways they can listen to us, other than just as a podcast?
Okay. We are syndicated on a couple of internet radio stations.
And we're very fortunate to be so.
And we're very happy about it. The first one, the original one, is Hussy Skunk. It's hussyskunk.com. That's HussieSkunk. We're on there, I think it's at least two or three times a week at different times of the day. So you're all...
They're playing non-stop music as well, though, aren't
yeah,
they? Yeah. They've got a few shows, but then a lot of non-stop music.
Yeah, mostly. But we are definitely on 3 days a week. And I think one of them is in the morning, afternoon and evening. So I think wherever you are, you can hear us.
Wherever you are. There's plenty of options.
Yeah, and yeah, apart from us being on there, it's great and it's full of proper punk music all the time. And a few shows,
proper punk music all
proper
the time.
Punk music. And the other one is Wicked Radio, wickedradio.org.
Now that's a little bit different from Hussy Skunk, isn't it, Tony?
It is,
because they've got a lot more cum-soaked badger pin fun.
All the kids are doing these days.
Cum soaking badgers.
I found a badger. Brilliant. We can have a party.
Brilliant. Let's have a cum soaking party. Look at that badger over there. Let's give it a good fucking cum soak and then stick a fucking badge on it. See how it gets on with that.
The foot of the house. The
fucking two tone wanker. Who do you think they are anyway?
Two wanker.
Yeah. Think they are anyway? Running into my leg in villages. I told you about that, didn't I? When a badger ran into my leg.
No.
So, like, this wasn't a dream, by the way. This is right. this wasn't dog related, even though
I'm sure.
Even though cum soaked has been involved here. Yeah, a badger ran into my leg in a village. Sorry, man, you were saying.
That's fine. Sorry. Yeah, Wicked Radio. they also broadcast on FM. In pirate radio across the world in various different locations, including Russians and North Korea.
And FM stands for
frequency Fanny modulation.
Magnet.
There you go. Thanks to the Evil Deshi for that.
Thanks, Evil Deshi.
Wickedradio.org. Yeah. We're listening online. I think we're on every night.
Our lives are in the hands of a goat herder.
That's right.
A pancreatically challenged goat herder.
It could be worse. He could have badges.
I thought you said it could be worse. He could be a cum-soaked,
a cum-soaked
pancreatically challenged goat herder with a badge on.
Oh, I knew someone's this would happen. Someone's got to turn the phone off.
Right, yeah, hold on.
A bit. That's getting shorter.
Yeah, that is getting shorter, isn't it? I'll probably get phoned back in a minute. What do you mean by that? We were supposed to finish about 11, weren't we?
Yeah.
It's 11:30. We're nowhere fucking near.
No.
Jesus. All right, so listen. What am I doing now? I'm playing
a song,
aren't I? Excellent. Yes, I am, but before I do that...
Okay.
I just want to tell you how... Now, this show unites fans and bands across the lands,
across
right?
Fans, yeah.
Proof of that. Has happened this week.
Right.
Went to see the Gene Drayton Unit, or saw the end of the Gene Drayton Unit after I'd been and done the Van Drivers.
Nice.
All right, yeah, cum soaked. Cum a lot of them. Covered 70 of them.
Got a badge for it.
Yeah.
It's the hardest scout badge to get.
I've got a knack for it, actually. Yeah, cum scout badge. How'd you get that? What would the symbol be? How would you... symbolise jizz lobbing 70 lorry drivers.
Well, to me, a wet badger symbolises cum throwing to me.
Right, I would do it Evel Knievel style with 70 tiny embroidered lorries. It'd be quite a long badge.
Right.
70 tiny embroidered lorries with a ramp at one end, a ramp at the other, and you in mid-flight just spunking.
On the side.
I'd call it my white arrow. I got my gold, I got my silver, I got my bronze, I needed my cream. It's my cream arrow.
The pearl arrows.
The pearl arrow. We'll call it the pearl arrow. Right, we'll call it the pearl arrow. Yeah, fuck it, we've sorted that out. Right.
There you go.
So, Andy Davis. I bump into Andy Davis. Yeah. The guy responsible for Got On Holiday in the studio. Fantastic producer. The band he's in, Soho Roses, are the glam rock band he was in. And there's more information about that, basically, in a few weeks' time. He said, because you know Andy had downloaded every single show of ours available, 3.5 days worth.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't got through it yet.
Hasn't he?
But he has got as far as the last time we played the Dirty Riffs.
Nice.
When we played Young Guns.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Andy Davis loves the Dirty Riffs.
Does he?
Who are still going, because they've gone through the Battle of the Bands this year. Andy wants to invite them down to his recording studio to work with them.
Really? That's fantastic.
That is uniting fans and bands across the land there. He's loving them.
Yeah.
He is loving the Dirty Riffs.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So, basically, I doubt they're listening. Someone's need to get in touch with them.
Yeah.
This is the
that
best.
That was a block party, wasn't it?
That was some block party, yeah. Well, wow. when we had them on, yeah.
Yeah.
That is ages ago. Yeah. That is ages ago. Been waiting a long time to play this band. I saw this band at Dagenham and Redbridge Football Club when I did the All Day.
Okay.
When I met my future husband.
Oh, dear John.
Yeah. He'll kill you when he meets you. You do realise that, don't you? He'll twat you in the face.
I probably will
hard,
do, yeah.
Hard, because I'll tell him to. Because
he
does what I say.
He does what you
say. He does what I say, yeah.
Nice.
I was like, punch Tony. Come soak that badger.
Get me a drink.
Come soak that badger. I don't mean come soak that badger. See, you could say, come soak the badger. Okay, I will join you. And you get a bucket of water, soak the badger. No, I didn't mean that. Just, all right, then. Zip down. Okay, now. Where's keys are these? Anyway, this band were the headline band. They're brilliant. They're called The Briefs. They're on tour at the moment. And this is a track. And I've got some information, haven't I? Of course I have. Oh, it doesn't matter. This is from one of their albums.
Great.
They've got a few out. They are fucking great. I love this song. Tone, you are going to love this song.
Cool.
What I want to know is, what is The Briefs' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Briefs?
Yes.
Thank fuck.
Poorly be the internet for Tony One. Check out this band. I'm telling you. Check them out. This is a great song as well. She's Abrasive.
Why don't you tell me? Why don't you pick up the phone? You're only right and shout in my mind. Life breaks. Have it nothing to do with you. Only gets better with time. So long. Did you have something to tell me? Or did you think you had blown away? So cold, give me the shakes. Here's one. Oh no, could you be any nicer in a jail cell? Pushing up room. I'm out there. She's abrasive, she's abrasive. Ask my parents to tell. She's abrasive, she's abrasive. Ask my parents to tell. She's abrasive, she's abrasive. And I wanna look better than walking with you. Oh, oh, oh. Don't tell me that it's been a few years. Don't care about the people you know. Stay gone. You kinda like it that way. And there's not much money left to go. Oh, you never. You know you're falling apart. Today. So don't give me the shakes. Here's one. Oh no, could you be any nicer in the jail cell? Pushing up room. Oh no, no. Ask her friends or tell. She's abrasive, she's abrasive. Ask her friends or tell. She's abrasive, she's abrasive. Ask her friends or tell. She's abrasive, she's abrasive. And I wanna look better than walking with you.
That is The Briefs and She's Abrasive. I just, mate, I am just loving that song.
Nice.
It is great. Every single Briefs song I've heard is brilliant. That is like, it's very, you're right. It is. We haven't played this already this week, have we? I've got ever so confused.
I don't think so.
I don't think we have. This is Planet Smashers. But The Briefs, every single track, I mean, they're like an American Buzzcocks to me.
Yeah.
And I love the Buzzcocks.
Buzzcocks, a little bit like undertones.
A bit undertonesy.
Yeah.
Good old fashioned melodic punk.
It's nice.
Great band. And apparently they're touring. They're going to be doing some dates with Rancid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So just what a great show that would be.
Yeah, yeah.
Great band. I love them. I love them, and we'll be playing some more often.
I like that kind of vocal style.
Whether they like it or not.
It's cool.
There's one track on here, apparently, Tony, sounds like you.
Really?
Obviously, I avoided that one.
Brilliant.
Well, now, I'm not losing the will to live this week. I've had a big one.
Okay.
And it's been going on a while. I'd like to tell you just a little bit about the gigs that I'm doing this weekend. Because, again, I'm going to have words with my agent.
Right.
Thursday night, Clacton.
Right.
Where's Clacton?
It's the South End, isn't it? Is it the South?
Well, Clacton, yeah. Clacton is on the East Coast, yeah.
All right.
Friday, Saturday?
Yeah.
Western Supermare.
Right.
Which is the other side of Bristol.
Okay.
So I will be traversing the whole of England on Friday.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well done, my agent. Gonna have to have words. I'm just gonna have to have words. I might come soak her badger, see how she gets on with that.
Get the badger.
Bring the badger down.
And the badgers.
Paul wants to do a cum soaking. Yeah, I know. Get the badgers out. And the badgers. And the badges.
No, Paul's bought the badges.
It's all about semantics. I reckon my jizz is bad. I don't think it's good for anything.
No? Okay.
If you spent enough time collecting it, you could probably artex a ceiling with it. I don't know what else you'd do with it.
Sticking stamps. Because no one likes licking them.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think I might finally find a use for my penis. I might phone up the post office. What a great way to get paid. Well, they've got a franking machine. They might as well have a wanking machine. Come on!
Always thinking.
Always thinking. I'll point to my ears when I do that. Yeah. Always thinking. Check my bad self there.
Yes, nice.
That is a thing. And when I've been doing it for too long, some bloke will come out with a cape and wipe it up. And I'm going, ow, ow, I can't do this anymore. Ow, we know you can't, mate. It's hanging by a thread. Oh dear. Right. So anyway, that's me this week. Now, not this weekend, next weekend is your gig.
Yes.
That you want to talk, I think you should talk about it now.
Okay.
With the Gonads.
We're playing a gig with the Gonads. At the Town Mill on next Friday, which is the 7th of December, it's the Gonads featuring Gary Bushell.
Gary Bushell.
And a few other members of other punk bands.
The godfather of British street punk.
Yeah, which I didn't realise.
The man who invented Oi. Oi. And really annoying bloke off the telly.
Yeah. And the papers like, and all that.
Yeah.
Wah! Wah! Wah!
He has got a bit of a shit-ass grin, but he does mean well. And
yeah.
There's one thing that me and him have in common, other than Oi music.
What's that?
St. George's Day. He
yes.
wants to make it a public holiday, so do I. He batters on about it every year, so do I.
Is it a column in the Sun he's got?
Oh, I would make a lot of sense by Jingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, the long and the short of it is, Tony, you're going to interview him at that gig, aren't
apparently,
you?
Apparently, yeah.
It's very exciting for you.
Yeah.
It'd
be great.
I'll write the questions, don't worry.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I'm also Apocalypse Babies and Resistance 77.
It's a great bill.
And quite worryingly, two people now have said, well, you and the owner of the Town Mill says, how the hell did you get on that bill?
Yeah.
And that's the
your co-host and the bloke who runs the venue are both really rather quizzical about this lineup.
And I don't know.
But it's great. It'll be brilliant as well.
I would have gone anyway
to
watch
this gig.
It's going to
be a great
gig. So I'm getting for free to put and play
it. It's just great stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was saying to Kev last night, the Town Mill now, they're doing the last Friday of every month, they're doing as an old school punk night.
Are they?
Now, this one is not the last Friday, but I know it's from next year they've been doing it. They've been doing really well.
Oh, good.
And he said it's been great because they've been able to pay the support bands. It's been going so well. So
oh,
you might
nice.
Find that you do get a few quid.
Oh, that's all right then.
So everybody go see the Gonads.
Definitely.
Unless, of course, they're in the Hitchin area, but I'll tell you a lot about that next week.
Of course,
yeah. Because it's the same night. I can't go.
No.
It's the same night as my comedy show in Hitchin. But anyway, I've got Clacton and Western Supermare to get out of the way first.
I'm doing Mansfield.
Bloody agent.
But yeah, I think myspace.com/thegonads if you want to check those out.
And we are hoping to, I'm hoping to get in touch with the Bushell.
Yeah.
And see if we can't get some gonad stuff in time.
Be nice.
For after the show.
Yeah.
So that when you've done that and we play out the interview, Because we've got we've got Apocalypse Babies, Vision 77, and Alcohol.
Oh, that's true.
We'll do a special gig for it, man.
Oh, cool.
We could do it a week. If we could do it next week.
Yeah, that'll be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that'd be cool.
We'll try and suss it out for next week.
Yeah.
And we'll have Resistance 77, Apocalypse Babies, Alcohol, and Gonads.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Gonads every week, man. It's my mighty plums, but...
your stamp stickers.
Yeah. No, they're what you... they're what you put your thumbs on so you can open the envelopes. You know how people put their thumbs on...
Those little wet things.
The wet rubbery things, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're my bagged up walnuts.
Nice.
They've been bagged up, you know, they've been bagged up.
Bagged up walnuts.
Not bagged up walnuts.
Well, bag up yourself.
I do like to bag up myself from time to time. Before I go cum soaking badgers. Did we get onto that?
I don't know.
Was James Brown involved? He's a tinker.
Take me to the badger.
Oh, I feel good. Why'd you die then?
Oh, it'll be year soon, won't it? Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Shit, I know what I meant to say. Yeah, Gallows.
Gallows.
One of these newfangled young bands.
Right.
These children's bands that all the angry children like.
Right.
They've only gone and done a version of The Ruts staring at the Rude Boys.
Have they?
And it's brilliant. Well done, The Gallows.
I'm staring at the Rude Boys.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, it's
that.
Exactly like that. He goes, oh, I'm staring at the Rude Boys. Tony, stop staring at the Rude Boys. Come over here.
Sorry.
Come talk about Badger. Now. Yeah.
They've only got small legs as well. They can't move that fast.
They've done a version of that.
Oh,
they fucking can when they're running into my leg, let me tell you. Nearly knocked me off my fucking feet. Anyway, yeah, they've done a version of Staring at the Rude Boys, and it's really good. Have you heard it then?
I think I've heard a bit on the radio.
You heard the Gallows one?
Yeah.
It's on the Radio 1 playlist.
Yeah.
Great song. And I said to you before, didn't I, when I said, I think they're all right, Gallows, you know?
Yeah.
I think they are all right.
Nice.
I'm absolutely loving them. But I think they're on a big label, aren't they?
Probably.
I think they're on a big label. I'll try and find out. I'll do some Gallows research. Because we were pleasantly surprised with Gossip.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And hopefully we're going to be able to play Guanabats. So basically, bands with G's, we're on a roll.
Great. It's brilliant.
Let's hope we can get the Goon Bay Dance Band on side.
Yeah.
Seven tears. What kind of tears? Penis tears.
Penis tears.
I've shed some penis tears in my time.
Have you?
How else you think I come so to Badger?
That's so wrong.
This has been such a bad show. Alright, Tony, should we play the last track?
Yeah.
This is The Quakes. This is another one from their re-release, Quiff Rock. I love The Quakes. They're brilliant. I didn't mention it. The second half of this show has featured the word, it's a bit like Sesame Street, this has featured the word the. I mean, The Roots, The Briefs, and The Quakes. And this is track number 3. So, yeah, this is from Quiff Rock, the re-release with extra tracks on. Absolutely brilliant album. We played a few tracks of it. This week we're playing track 12. That's right. And you can find out more about them. How, Tony? What's the MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheQuakes.
Yes. Well done.
Yes.
Poorly be the internet 4, Tony 2. A little bit better than last week, I think,
better,
for you. 5-1 last week, wasn't it?
Can do
4-2
better.
4-2 this week.
Must do better.
It's been up and down, hasn't it, recently?
Yeah.
You've won a few. I've won a few. Not the consistent thrashings I've been used to dealing out. I'm not happy about it. I'm going to have to find someone else out to take out my anger on. Now, where shall I go? Canada? Ohio?
Where's popular for badges?
Isle of Wight?
The Zoo?
Highbury? Let's play it. This is Living on Planet 9.
Oh,
Well, there we go. That was The Quakes. And Living on Planet Nine.
Nice.
In a cabin. Down by a canyon.
So, it's another album I recommend that you buy. I think if I was going to recommend one band this week, it would be The Briefs. Because we've never played them before.
I like that.
And absolutely loving it. Although saying that, Doctor of the Medics, you know, man, that was wild funky.
That it was and well funky.
That is that what led on to the James Brown? Did we get onto James Brown
via
that?
I think
it
might have been, yeah.
God, I can't... This show, I can't...
We got into Badgers from Strange Place. I think that was from the Motor Sounds.
How we've ended up cum-soaking Badgers, I don't know.
And mopping it up with a James Brown's coat.
And mopping it up with James Brown's cape. That's a definite recent highlight, I think.
Yeah.
That all started off with photocopying.
Yeah.
How innocent. It took me long enough to remember it happened in Bristol. Clearly losing my marbles. If I remember next week, I'll tell you about when the badger ran into my leg. I'm sure I've told you that before.
Probably.
I probably have. I've told you most other things, haven't I? Anyway, make sure you vote for us and vote for your favourite band.
Yeah,
on this week's show. Go to Podcast Alley. In your comment, put who your favourite band was.
Will it be The Briefs?
And give us a vote.
Will it be The Quakes?
The Briefs, The Quakes, The Roots, Doctor of the Medics, District. Who did we play first? Sing so long ago. Sub.
Sub.
You got the choice. Sub, District, Doctor of the Medics, The Roots, The Briefs, The Quakes. What a lineup, man.
Imagine that was a gig.
I am happy about that. We're going to have to start planning our Christmas specials, seeing as we did fuck all about Halloween. Even though last year we said we'd do the best Halloween shows ever. We just didn't even mention it.
No.
Whoops. Fair enough. Do take the opportunity to visit BT Pod Show page, punkyradio.btpodshow.com. If you get the chance, do review us at iTunes. It doesn't take very long and it really helps us out.
Yeah.
What else are you supposed to be doing? Add us on MySpace,
subscribe,
add us on Facebook,
to us.
Have a game of poker with us. Play
join
Scrabble
the
with me. Join the groups, yeah. Do join the Punky group on Facebook and leave a comment there because we'll be reading that out in a couple of weeks' time again.
Yeah.
God, we give you a lot to do.
And maybe in the future we can have our own little Punky poker tournament.
Hey, Punky's not a podcast, man. It's a way of fucking life. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!
But you can't Jane Austen.
And we should have Ruby Breastnut news next week.
Oh, excellent.
You said that with real conviction. I think we need stockings in front of these microphones, you know.
Yeah?
We've been a bit, a bit.
Now you've got your newfangled headphones, you can
perhaps,
hear it.
Perhaps we should just get better mics.
Could do. Or just two badges.
Or well, I was about to say, or better mouths, but no, let's just get two badges and use them as mufflers.
Yeah.
Next week, Punky Radio will be beamed through the inside of two deceased badgers. Probably cum-soaked.
Good acoustics.
What?
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.